The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
HEE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Boston Red Sox have agreed on a seven-year, $217 million contract with...
Zach Greinke.
David Price.
What?
Yes.
Say those numbers again.
7 years, $217 million.
Is that $31 million per year? Is that my quick goat math?
For a 30-year-old, so he's going to be 37 when this thing is done.
A team led by James Harden and Dwight Howard will never win an NBA championship. And last year, they exceeded every realistic expectation of what they could do.
Despite this really bad start, they're only, what, a game and a half out of what would be the... be the playoff race.
As long as James Harden is the go-to guy on this team, they will not win. He's about James Harden.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. And you can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. You can also listen to us on the ESPN Radio app or on the website, especially if you're having problems with the signal, which apparently you guys are, and some of you are anyway. And frankly, we can't do anything about it while we're on the air. Yeah. So you can tell John.
I'm not an engineer.
Yeah, tell John. So, and
I'm sorry if the signal's not great today, though.
Yeah.
Or at any day, for that matter.
It's just nothing we can control. So, yeah. Jongi Football, that's the guy to hit up on it.
Because he can fix it.
Yeah.
He's an engineer.
It's funny. How often do I always say, don't email me on the office thing? Because I never see those.
Yeah.
So I'm going through to find an email that you told me about to just kind of let the guy know from now on, don't email me here. And now it's even worse because I get a notation every time we sell one of the books.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not going to tell you how many unread emails I have, but if you send me something to my work email, I will never get it.
Oh, man.
So Fowler975@gmail.com. And we're going to, at some point here, go to the college football rankings. Right now it's Herb Street talking, so...
Yeah, we didn't give our rankings. We gave our top four.
Yeah, and I think that's all
that's all that really matters at this point. I don't know if we need to give weekly rankings.
Frankly, there's only six that matter from here on out. I think the four that we've talked about and the two that might get in, and I think you still have Stanford as a possibility. I don't. So
I think Stanford's an outside possibility only because I know they weigh heavily a conference championship.
I'm giving them zero shot.
Zero?
Zero.
Well,
zero.
Let me tell you something. If Clemson and Alabama both lose?
They're not both losing. There's no way. There's no way Alabama is ever losing to that Florida team.
I can't imagine.
In a million years. And if Clemson loses, it's going to be one of those other two teams. All right.
You think North Carolina has a better chance than Stanford?
If they beat Clemson, yeah.
Oh,
one loss versus a two-loss Stanford team that might lose its third? Get out of here with Stanford.
And for Alabama, for that matter. LSU, after an 8-3 season, is in there. And Temple... sitting at 22, Temple with the chance still to be in the New Year's Six as the highest-ranked team from the group of five. Navy will not play in the American Championship game.
And guys, at home, good luck to you ranking these 30 teams through the top 25 and through the top 20. It's really hard. There's not a lot of difference. So there's not a lot of difference, I don't think, between 26, 27, 28, and 30 as those teams.
I think you can go a long way and not find a lot of difference. Resurgent Oregon is up one spot after winning the Civil War. SC's in there, and Houston is the highest-ranked team from the group of five.
Yeah, Florida at sitting 18 would officially mean that if Alabama loses, and this is crazy to think about this at the beginning of the season, to think about the possibility of the SEC getting shut out. Now, I know it's a stretch for Florida to knock off Alabama, but it is possible.
The Ducks are balling. If you haven't watched them, Vernon Adams misses two games. They lose those two games. The other game they lost was a three-point game to the number 4 or 5 team in the country. We'll see in a minute.
Yeah, and Vernon Adams was hurt in that game. He played, but he was hurt in that one. Michigan slips 5 spots after getting hammered by Ohio State. TCU makes a big jump, 1 spot ahead of Baylor after beating the Bears. And Ole Miss has been all over the map this year, so they're back up to 13 after being 18. And Ole Miss is perhaps in position, maybe, depending on what happens, to get into a New Year's Six Bowl after a little bit of a swoon in the middle part of the season for Chad Kelly and the Rebels. Let's get into the top 10 now. This is the interesting part. In North Carolina, a lot of people are saying if they can beat Clemson, they would be in the playoff. Not only are they behind Stanford, Notre Dame, and Ohio State, who we haven't seen yet, they're behind another team from their own conference whose season is over in Florida State.
Yeah, that is a huge surprise to me to see North Carolina right there. Notre Dame went nowhere. Florida State was ahead of North Carolina last week at 13, so they just stayed pat. But that is a huge surprise to me to see North Carolina still at 10.
The committee's been pretty strong on quality wins, and it's hard right now to find one for North Carolina. But after this week, they could have the best quality win in
the
country.
And that's the question right now. So you've seen 7 through 25. Stanford perhaps not in awful position, but since we haven't seen Ohio State, you know they're behind the Buckeyes. Kirk, North Carolina is the thing that jumps out to you. I know what you said a moment ago, that this week didn't necessarily tell you anything about pole position, but the fact that it will only be 1 win for North Carolina if it were to beat Clemson on Saturday. Do the Tar Heels now have serious, significant trouble, even if they're ACC champions, in terms of their hopes of getting in?
You would look at that and assume that. That's a big jump, even if you knock off number one to go from 10 up to into the top four. I think Larry Fedora's done a really good job of getting his team focused on just trying to win a division and now trying to win a conference championship. I don't think that's like a big carrot that they're necessarily using. The thing that stands out to me is Stanford. We just talked about if there is an upset, if something crazy happens this weekend, who will be the beneficiary? Who will it be? We haven't seen Ohio State, where they will be released at this point. You got to assume they're going to be at 6, 1 spot ahead of Stanford. And if there's a debate, if Carolina does pull off an upset, I personally think that Stanford is in a very good position if they beat USC, which is not an easy task this weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the Pac-12 championship game, sitting there at 7. They're going to have a very strong case, and it has everything to do with, look at their two losses. What was it, 14 and 16, the two teams that they lost to? Look at the teams who they have beaten. They played non-conference teams like Northwestern on the road. They played Notre Dame, 9 conference games, and they go to a conference championship game as well. I think Stanford's resume, if they get by this weekend, they could be the team eventually that creeps back up into the top four if Carolina upsets Clemson.
I think the committee has a chance, and I think the reason that Stanford's at 7 this week, I think the committee has a good chance next week to really show you how much a conference championship means. I say that Ohio State's not playing this weekend. Next week, if Stanford beats USC and they are the conference champions, I think you're going to see a move up ahead of Ohio State. Obviously, they're going to need more help, but that is the most interesting thing right now, 7 through 25, is that Stanford's sitting there below Ohio State with a chance to still make a statement.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think not just the Stanford move, but also North Carolina's in that same conversation. Even though sitting at 10, they could be a conference champion still, sitting behind Ohio State, sitting behind Notre Dame, Florida State, who also won't be conference champions. So we'll see how high North Carolina can jump, because a lot of people are picking North Carolina to beat Clemson, Reese.
You know, they're getting hammered for those 2 FCS wins. Yeah. You know who was supposed to be on the schedule for North Carolina this year? Ohio State. First, the Buckeyes moved the game to 2017, and then by mutual agreement, because they were talking about 9-game conference schedules, the series went away. So North Carolina certainly could have used that opportunity.
You get no credit for that.
You don't, nor should you. I just think it's an interesting little tidbit there. Let's look at the top 6 in the college football playoff rankings, brought to you by AT&T. The number 1 team in the country remains the Clemson Tigers. They got pushed by South Carolina in a rivalry game, had some turnovers. Tigers undefeated. We talked about their game against North Carolina. At number 2, Alabama holds firm in the second spot. Crimson Tide plays Florida for the SEC championship, seemingly in good shape. Just behind Alabama is Oklahoma. All of this is as expected. The Sooners are the one true champion. And they didn't even need a Big 12 championship game to prove it. Sooners are number three. They're in the clubhouse, and they're going to be in the four. Yeah, I'm going to keep hammering that power. So these are the three teams left, the contenders for the number four spot. Iowa and Michigan State, as you well know, playing the Big Ten championship game on Saturday night. Strength of record, all of them very similar. Iowa to Michigan State, a little bit of an edge on the Buckeyes. The top 40 FPI wins, Michigan State has the three best wins of anybody. I mean, theirs are very highly ranked wins with the victory over Oregon, victory over Michigan, victory over Ohio State.
That's as impressive as anybody in the country, period. So you could definitely make a case that Michigan State should be four, but you know what?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Really they'll play.
They're going to play Iowa.
I think it's going to be a quarterfinal game. Let's see how the selection committee has them stacked up now. Number four team is Iowa. Hawkeyes remain undefeated, and the first two teams on the outside are also from the Big Ten, showing the power at the top of the Big Ten, Michigan State and Ohio State. I think one of the interesting things will be...
All right, so there's your four. No real surprise. It's
exactly
about the way we had it, and it'll play out because Michigan State will play Iowa, so one of those teams is in, and I think if Clemson were to lose... I think we'll see what happens, and I think it depends on what happens with Ohio State is not going to gain any more from sitting around watching, but if Stanford's not impressive against USC for the second time this year, then I don't think they're getting there.
I got to tell you, just looking at the way that bracket sets up, and if everything holds form, which, I don't think Iowa's beating Michigan State. I guess there's that possibility. If they do, I can almost guarantee you that Iowa ends up number three and Oklahoma four, because Alabama, Oklahoma, and then Iowa, Clemson. Which one of those games do you think would be higher rated?
The former.
There would be zero casual fan interest in Iowa versus Clemson.
You're going to need Iowa against Alabama or Oklahoma.
You really have to.
Yeah.
I mean, because Clemson, as good as they are, and I do think they're good, they do not have the name brand or the following that is going to turn casual eyes to an Iowa game. It's just not going to happen.
Well, if you split those two up, you've got your two high-profile programs, and I think that people are going to watch this no matter what, but a lot more of them are going to watch it if you split those two up and don't have them playing each other.
Yeah.
Which is why Ohio State would make an awful lot of sense if Clemson winds up losing. All right, guys, you know where you can watch all these games. Two Below's. How about spend your holidays there? They got all kinds of cool holiday events coming. You want to book a party? Not a better place to do it than Two Below's, 2907 Rayford Road. They're in spring. So if you're up north, this is your place to go. You've heard us talk about it. You heard us out there. We're going to be out there again here very soon. And I'll tell you what, just a great atmosphere, fantastic food, Chip and the gang out there. Make you feel at home. And it really is just a neighborhood sports bar that's so much bigger than that, with such a great atmosphere, all the TVs to watch all the games you want. You want to bring the family, you're going to fit right in. You don't want to bring the family, you're going to fit right in. They got all kinds of great specials. They take care of you out there. They make you feel like it's your home away from home. So go check them out. 2907 Rayford Road. You want to watch the Rockets? That's your place to go. You want to watch any college basketball? They got so many TVs, you're not going to miss a game. And you're going to have a good time. You're going to get great drinks, great food, and you're going to come out of there feeling like I can go there anytime and I feel like I'm home. Two Below Sports Bar and Grill, Rayford Road. You give them a call if you want to book a holiday event. 281-292-3600 is your number, or just go to twobelows.com. That's Two Below Sports Bar and Grill.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, we're going to do another $50 Flash cash gift card and own the complete first season of The Flash on DVD. Tonight, The Flash and Arrow join forces for an epic two-night event only on the CW. Watch the crossover event of the season at 7 p.m. Central, only on CW 39. Own The Flash, the complete first season, and Arrow, the complete third season on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD now. Jong, the first caller who can tell you what.
Okay, I'm going to make this really simple this time.
There you go.
In season two of The Flash, who broke Barry Allen's back? First caller to answer, who broke The Flash's back in season two of The Flash?
All right.
Okay, it's 713-780. 3776. I don't know the answer to that, John.
I don't either.
So I don't get to win. It seems kind of sad to me. Oh, well. These things happen. All right. There's no real surprises here to me. I mean, I think they have it about the way we thought. Now, one thing I did kind of want to get into is they keep saying, oh, well, not having a championship game didn't hurt Oklahoma. Well, it didn't hurt the Big 12. Well, I think what you should consider is it wouldn't hurt Oklahoma in the Big 12, just like it wouldn't hurt Texas. It gets back to the beauty contest and the name. And it certainly hurt those teams last year because they weren't Oklahoma. And if it had been Oklahoma State with one loss, if Okie State had beaten Oklahoma, I'm not so sure they're in the top four.
No, I'm not either.
And then, yeah, and I don't know that the championship game makes any difference because I think some years it would help, some years it actually hurts.
But this year it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt because it was the right team.
Right. And I've been saying this to people on Twitter too, mostly the people who are like the Big 12 has to add for they have to get a conference championship game. And I'm telling you, anytime you have a one-loss Oklahoma or a one-loss Texas, they are in. And that's who decides how many teams are in the Big 12. That's who decides pretty much everything that happens in the Big 12 is those two schools, whether you like it or not. And listen, a lot of schools haven't liked it. Nebraska didn't like it, and they left. A&M didn't like it, they left. Makes sense, but that's just the way it is. So until it starts to affect those schools, they've got no reason to change.
And Texter says, so basically, if you aren't a big brand, don't try. You can try, but if you're not a big brand, guess what?
I mean, look at North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try all you want, but
yeah.
If you're not a big brand like Iowa, you better go undefeated.
Yeah.
And if you don't.
Just like Baylor last year.
Sorry.
You lost a game, you're out.
Yep.
And that's the reality of it.
People don't like hearing about. Yeah, people don't like to hear the truth about these things.
I know.
They want to have like hope and rainbows and unicorns, bro. The truth is, if you are not a big time college football program, you better not lose a game, because they're looking for a reason to leave you out. They're looking for a reason. That's why that's the reason we're talking about North Carolina could beat Clemson. Could beat the best team, and the team that's been arguably the best team in the country all year long, and it wouldn't matter.
And you know what? Here's the even worse part. Clemson could lose a fluke game, like Michigan State beat Michigan. The way Michigan State won that game, Clemson's not getting in there.
Yep. But let me tell you.
Even though they've been the best team all year.
But if Florida State loses that way, they might find a way to make something happen. And Clemson's kind of a brand name. It's not like Ohio State, Oklahoma.
But it's barely a step above Iowa. I mean, it's not that big of a brand name. It's been how many years since they won a national championship? I think you were probably 3 or 4 years old when it happened. And same guy says double standard. No, it's the truth. Whether it's
make the rules. Yeah, we're just telling you what's happening.
Yeah, this is reality, man. This isn't how I would do it. This isn't how, well, it's probably how AJ would do it. Yeah, but this is how the committee does it. This is the reality of college football has been forever. So, you know, that's why when all this talk about Boise, when Boise was unbeaten and real close, they didn't get in.
And they won't get in. Nah. And that's why, and when we were talking about UH yesterday, even if UH would have gone undefeated, they wouldn't be in this conversation right now.
No, they wouldn't.
And that's just the reality of it. And it's not, maybe it's not fair. And I'm not saying it is fair or isn't fair, but that's what's real.
And the only way that changes is you do it again. And next year, presumably, a win over Oklahoma is going to be a hell of a lot more valuable than a win over Vanderbilt.
Yeah, no doubt. But even then, that might not be enough.
It might not, because if Oklahoma winds up going 8-3, it's going to be, they're not that good.
Yep.
Just like the same thing people are saying about Alabama losing to Ole Miss. Yeah.
I know. I mean, remember the caller yesterday who was like, Alabama has a bad loss to Ole Miss. Turns out Ole Miss is 9-3.
Yeah, number 13 in their list. So that's just the reality, guys. The big boys are always going to get the advantage. They always have. It goes back to the beginning of goes through the BCS, all those things. There's a reason that certain teams can go unbeaten and get left out. And in this case, it's whether you think it's fair or right, that's for you to decide. But, you know, it's the reality is what it is.
Jonathan says, let's say the four spot is open. Who gets in between one loss A&M to Bama and a one loss Texas to any Big 12 team? Well, it depends if the SEC champion and the Big 12 champions are already in. But if everything else is even, if neither one of them has won their conference, Texas would get in.
The heck was that?
Somebody was talking when Jong said 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Do people just ignore the fact that we're on the air in here?
Yeah.
I guess they do.
Why do we have 1 minute?
We got Texas basketball.
Oh, we're kicked off the air?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I didn't know that.
We talked
I didn't
about know this that yesterday. Or last week.
I thought you said
Dude,
Friday.
Dude, you talked to me about last week. You, yeah. What do you think I remember? That's the show?
So we're done already?
Yeah.
I wanted to do the whole thing with the Warriors.
Tomorrow, I guess.
Damn. All right. Well, enjoy Texas basketball.
Well.
And, of course, it says college football on here, but it is college basketball. Texas versus UT Arlington. Coverage begins apparently in 3 minutes, so. Okay. Good job, John. Great job, AJ. I thought I did okay today. We'll try it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.